This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I think it's significant that the priests who were carrying the ark were told to put their feet in the water first, and then the water stopped. The leadership of the people of God had to show faith first, which I really think is significant. The people weren't told to have faith. The leaders were told, you put your feet in the water, and that was no accident. When they touched their feet to the water backed up. And it's a lesson to me about that when you lead God's people, you've got to demonstrate faith and say, we really believe God can do something. You know, before we started construction on this building, and I don't want to be melodramatic and reading too much into this, but I really believe it's true. Before construction had to start, there was something that had to be done. There were two houses, two garages, and three outbuildings that, whether we like it or not, had to come down in order for something to go up. Something had to come down for something to go up. And again, there's symbolism there. What needs to come down in your life so God can build something up in your life? What needs to come down in the name of Christ and in the power of Christ so that God can do a work in your life and produce something in your life, get this, that never was there before? I want to share with you three uncrossable rivers in your life that I think should be brought up. There's the uncrossable river of a past failure. You need to write this down. The uncrossable river of a past failure. This could be a past moral failure. It could be a financial failure. It could be a business failure, job failure. I mean, the list could go on. Educational failure, whatever. And for some people, that failure has become an uncrossable river. You say, what do you mean by that? They can't get around it. They can't get beyond it. They can't get over it. And it has become, in a sense, an uncrossable river in their life. Is there any past failure in your life that you're haunted by? I think people have things in their life that happen that they've put in the back of their minds, and maybe they can go for years not thinking about it. And they're driving down the freeway, and they see a sign for advertising a business or a product, and there's something in that sign that reminds them about a past failure. There's something they see driving through a town that reminds them of a past failure, and they say, God, I thought I forgot about that. I thought I put that in my part of my past. And I'm here to tell you that God, who helped the people of God to cross the Jordan River at flood stage, can help you get beyond a past failure in your life. Some of us are haunted by the past criticism in your life from someone close to you. You may be haunted by the criticism of a parent, a criticism of a husband or wife, the criticism of a son or daughter, someone in your family, a brother or sister. And that past criticism from time to time rears its head, and you need to cross that and go beyond it and say, that's right, that did happen. But in the power of Christ, I'm crossing the uncrossable river. I'm crossing that past failure, and I'm moving on because I am a new man. I'm a new woman in Christ. Olympic diver Pat McCormick, who won 4 gold medals, would tell her students, you will never become a champion until you learn to fail. You will never become a champion until you learn to fail. Some of us need to learn the lesson that part of failure is a lesson to be learned, not something to grieve about for 50 years. It's a lesson to be learned, not something to grieve over for 50 years. Do you have the uncrossable river of a past failure that today, in the name of Christ, I'm going to cross it? Not on my strength, not on my ability, not in my talents or skill set, but I'm going to move ahead through Christ.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.